Welcome to What You Know Net Radio. This is a below top secret podcast for the above top secret website. I'm your announcer, Microsoft Sam.
Everybody hates me.
Well, why do you suppose that is?
Because I'm the son of the devil?
Uh-huh. That's a good start. Why else?
There's a lot of fine print in your plan, Mr. Vice President, in all due respect. It is, I'm not so sure 80% of the people get the death tax. I know this, 100% will get it. If I'm the president of this.
Must have been terrible for you to be trapped here, Jack. Must have been terrible for you. What it bloody is now!
We present What You Know.
Soylent Green is made from people!
Misinformation is Mr. Know-It-All!
We're paying $1 billion a year to Pakistan, which is orchestrating the Taliban insurgency. So it's actually U.S. taxpayer money that is paying for the insurgents.
So join us in at least ridiculing this moron on a W, U, K, and R.
Hi, welcome to What You Know Net Radio. I am your host, What You Know, and today it's kind of a conservative rant cast. We're going to talk about healthcare reform, we're going to talk about tea parties, we're going to talk about Republicans, we're going to talk about internet revolutionaries. So let's start off with healthcare reform. A lot of conservatives like to call it Obamacare. Right? And they don't like it one bit. Why don't they like it? Well, they don't like it because now the government has said, hey, it's time that everybody has health insurance. The reason they say this, and the reason this is actually going to kind of work, is because when you're sick and you go to the ER and you don't have health care coverage, you don't get the same kind of treatment you would as if you have health insurance, you make an appointment with your doctor, and you go in for a visit. You just aren't. Believe me, you don't get the same kind of treatment. I mean, if your life is in danger, you go to the ER, insurance, not insurance, you get the same treatment. But other than that, that's where the same treatment ends. You can't just stroll into an ER and say, hey man, there's something wrong with me, I need to see a doctor. All he's going to do is give you a prescription for antibiotics and send you out the door. And then you got like a, what, $600 ER bill plus whatever. Now, I saw this firsthand about 10 years ago when I started working at the Stanley Hotel. When I first started working at the Stanley Hotel, I started developing some sort of mass in my neck. And at the time, I just started there. I didn't have health insurance. So I called my doctor, which I've had the same doctor forever at that time. And I make an appointment with him, and I go in, and he looks at it, and he goes, now, Matt, that's fine. It's a bronchial cleft cyst. It'll go away on its own. This is what he said to me. So I said, okay, and he gave me some antibiotics to send me out the door. Well, about 3 months later, my health insurance kicks in for, you know, when I start working. And so I go back to the doctor, and I go, hey, doc, I got this lump in my neck. You know, can you, same doctor, same exact doctor, same exact mass in my neck. He goes, I know what that is. That's a bronchial cleft cyst, and I'll give you a referral to this great ear, nose, and throat guy that I know. And he'll schedule you for a surgery. Now, right there shows you the big, huge difference between having insurance and not having insurance. Right there. Same patient, same doctor. The only difference is having insurance and not having insurance, you get two different diagnoses. No insurance, oh, it'll go away on its own. Have insurance, oh, you need to go see the specialist, he'll cut it out. Long story short, yep, I went down and saw the specialist. He said, no problem, I'll schedule you for next week. We'll have it cut out. Sure enough, he had it cut out, and here I am talking to you now. My neck looks great. You know, I also have a really cool scar that along my neck that, you know, makes me kind of look badass, so rock on. So you see that health insurance reform was really needed in this country. The problem was that the Democrats were pussies about it. They really were. They tried to work so hard with Republicans, and I know you conservatives on the board are going to flip out and say, no, 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 they didn't work at all. They rammed it down our throats. Bill Maher puts it perfectly when he says the conservatives have been yelling that it was rammed down their throats for a year. If I had something rammed down my throat for a year, I would be gay. Sorry, but this doesn't fly. It doesn't work. It was over a year. You can't say that it was rammed down anybody's throat. You saw the old people at the town hall meetings flipping out, screaming. Barney Frank slapped down that girl, and you gotta see that video. It was hilarious. He really put her in her place because she comes up with that whole line about Nazism and blah, 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 and he slapped her down. It was awesome. You gotta check it out. It's on YouTube. It's something you gotta see. But this gave rise to my next subject, the Tea Parties. The Tea Parties in this country started out of fear. Now, anything that starts out of fear isn't good. I'm sorry, folks. You guys have got to really stop being afraid of everything. These people are the most terrified human beings I have ever had the displeasure to meet in my entire life. I talk to these people on the board all the time, and they are the most terrified people I've ever read. They're scared of everything. They think Obama is some socialist Nazi, which is an oxymoron. They think that healthcare reform is going to lead to death panels, even though it's been proven that there are no death panels. They think that if a mosque is built, that there will be Sharia law in this country. I mean, fear grips these people and leads them through their daily lives. And you gotta wonder how someone could actually operate like this. How can you function in complete terror every day of your life? I couldn't do it. I mean, it doesn't make any logical sense to me to be totally afraid of absolutely everything, every moment of every day. But the Tea Partiers are. They're terrified of everything. They think Obama was born in Kenya, and it's just, these people are nuts, and I don't know how people fall under this spell and go with these people. I laugh at these people, because you can't be terrified of everything every day. This is the land of the free and the home of the brave, not the land of the free and the home of the terrified. I mean, these guys probably want to change our national bird to the chicken, but here they are, they're the Tea Partiers. They want less taxes, more morality, because legislating morality has everything to do with freedom. And, you know, they got co-opted by the Republicans. The Republicans and the Tea Parties, they're the same thing. The reason that the Republicans jumped on board the Tea Party Express was because their brand was trashed. It was really trashed by George W. Bush. And George W. Bush really killed the Republican Party. He really did. One man, that dumb, somehow brought the grand old party to its knees and killed that f***ing elephant. And so, they don't want to be seen as the same old that they just got rid of. So they jumped aboard Tea Party, because that's cooler and terror sells for some freaking reason in this country. So much so that you got into my next subject here, internet revolutionaries. These assholes that get on to the boards, and they're everywhere. They're not just on ATS, they're all over everywhere. I'm talking about, you know, they start off first with the Declaration of Independence. You can always tell an internet revolutionary because they always blow off the Declaration of Independence as their own personal license to kill their fellow countrymen. And if you listen to these people, that's what they want to do. They want to take down the government. Well, the government is filled with Americans. It really is. These people are born in this country. They live in this country. They're American citizens. And these people want to kill them. I mean, the internet revolutionaries have the exact same goal as Al-Qaeda. But then you can't tell them that, because then they freak out and then you're probably on their hit list. And you gotta wonder about the mental stability of someone who thinks it's a good idea to go out and want to start a revolution. Now, here's the little caveat. Yeah, the little asterisk about internet revolutionaries. They don't want to start it. They want you to start it. They want to convince you to go out and start shooting people. They don't want to do it because, you know, well, they got American Idol to watch. You know, they got something to do. They want you to go do it. And that's what's really scary. These people actually think it's a good idea to start a civil war in this country. Why? They'll give you a ton of reasons how this country's like evil and blah, 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 blah. And they're completely full of shit. And quite honestly, when you see these people on the boards, you gotta check out the political madness forum especially, because you'll see them most often in there. They'll come on and first thing they do, like I said, is dust off the Declaration of Independence, because in their whacked out little minds, they actually think that this is their open license to kill their fellow citizen in this country, their fellow man in this country. They really do. They think that it's okay to kill Americans, and they don't see anything wrong with that. So you gotta check that out. You gotta check out the political forums on ATS, because it's something that does affect your life. It's something that is real. It's something that is happening. And you gotta stay abreast of this thing, because really, the inmates have taken over the Nut House. Really has. From the Tea Parties, who want limited government, but they don't want First Amendment rights for Muslims, or they don't want 14th Amendment rights for Mexicans, or they don't want 13th Amendment rights. You know, there's actually people out there. This is true. There's actually people out there on ATS that want to repeal the 13th Amendment because they don't think it's real. That's right. They think that the 13th Amendment is bullshit, and they want it repealed. They have their own 13th Amendment that they want to replace it with. Now, if you read what the 13th Amendment says, this is how they got rid of slavery in the country. It took a constitutional amendment to do it. They want to take that out. All of a sudden, now you got a slave trade in the country again. And they have this other 13th Amendment. You gotta look it up online. You will laugh your ass off. It's called the original 13th Amendment. And this conspiracy is almost as nutty as the birthers. Not quite, because nothing is as nutty as Orly Tate's. I mean, nothing is as nutty as Orly Tate's, ever. That chick is out of here, man. She is off the wall nutty. You gotta check out Birther Thread or two. Let me tell you what happens in the Birther Thread. You got the original topic, which lasts about as long as the original topic. Then it's the same thing over and over and over and over again, where birthers say, well, why doesn't he just show his original birth certificate? That birth certificate wouldn't work for me in the DMV. Why doesn't he show you the original birth certificate? And he has spent, I think the last figure, and this always goes up, he spent $2 million covering up his past. It's all bullshit. They never link to anything. And if they do link to something, it's WND.com. That's it. That's their only source for this. Though every once in a blue moon, someone will post a fake birth certificate that comes from, like, Australia or something. It's a lot of fun. Gotta go in there and read. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll have some fun. Something you need to look at. It's a great time. Well, that's about all I got for you today. I hope you guys had fun. This has been What You Know for What You Know Net Radio. Goodbye.
This is WUKNR, home of Microsoft SEM and some shaved monkey typing on a keyboard.
Yes, Destiny has her hand on my back, and she's pushing.
Thank you for listening to this episode of What You Know Net Radio. We hope that you've enjoyed the show. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to let us know. Have a great night. Rebecca.